A new plane was there, with nobody around it, and Johnny realized that McKendrick must have arrived.
Patty,
he called Patty forward, and with her under one arm, jumped down from the plane. Kerr was sitting on a forklift.
The co-pilot is in there. He is breathing, but he must be injured or something. Get him and the two cyclos down to the hospital.
Johnny, still carrying Patty, rushed into the compound to find McKendrick. Kerr promptly got busy with the forklift and, with an expertise only Kerr could achieve with a machine, scooped all three bodies off the floor of the Marine attack plane and swooshed them over to the flatbed. The driver, a newly trained Jamba Chow, looked on in wide-eyed shock as he saw two huge cyclo bodies plump down on the truck with a small human body dropping on top of them. The first impulse of the crowd, seeing cyclos, was to retreat, and fast. All the snow and ice had melted off them, and to all appearances, they might be alive. The driver was about to get off the truck and put distance between himself and anything that had to do with cyclos that might suddenly come to life. Kerr withdrew the forks and realized he was in the middle of a commotion and was about to have no driver.
No, no!
He shouted.
They're dead!
Timidly, the Jamba Chow got back on the flatbed seat. Cautiously, the crowd crept forward to get a closer look. Eyes went questioningly to Kerr.
Didn't you hear what Johnny told me?
Said Kerr. No, they hadn't. Too far away.
Those cyclos have been hiding out in the jungle. They rushed out of cover and started to claw the co-pilot to bits. And it made Johnny so mad, he charged them. He grabbed the throats of both of them at the same time and just plain strangled them to death.
Mouths were open and eyes were popped. The evidence was right there before them. After a moment, a Hovin ex-officer said,
No wonder we lost this war.
Yes. When you get to know Johnny better, you'll realize that when he gets mad, he gets mad.
He signaled the flatbed to follow and drove off in the forklift. He just couldn't resist doing what he'd done. But the hardest part was to keep from guffawing in their faces.